Good morning. It is a Thursday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. The fallout from the AG's report on Governor Cuomo continues, Alan, with the paper's top headlines from the New York Times. Facing loss of support, Cuomo gains attention from prosecutors. After the report from the AG, Mr. Cuomo's most loyal allies, including the head of the New York Democratic Party, withdrew their support. Four prosecutors now say they would investigate his actions, deepening the crisis confronting the governor, who has found himself in increasingly isolated. Also, Cuomo's office from the Washington Post sought help from liberal advocates as it attempted to discredit accuser. Advisors to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo reached out to a prominent advocate for harassment victims and the head of gay rights group for input in the letter seeking to undermine a former aide's claims. He's in quite a bit of trouble right now. The question is there any way he serves out a third term? Does he resign? What happens, Alan?
Well, it would appear that he has no options other than to resign. The pressure is so great. Now you have these district attorneys, including our own David Soares, who are saying there may have been criminal activity and we want to know about that. Send us all of the information. And then tell me, David, have you heard of a single prominent figure who has come out to support the governor? People both without and within his administration have turned on him. I mean, this is the end. So he could say, okay, I'm Andrew Cuomo. I'm tough. What I'm going to do is I'm going to just sit here, and I don't care if the walls are crashing in on me. I'm just not going to move. And that would appear to be what the strategy has been up until now. You know, he's in a very bad spot. And to me, the only real way out, and you can watch all of the stuff disappearing that is being held against them, the attorneys and everything else, if he does get out. But if he doesn't get out, this is going to get much worse for him. So from where I'm sitting, and what do I know? I've been wrong before, believe me. I wrote a column not that long ago saying looked like he had beat them and that he was going to stay. So he could very well try to tough it out. But if he does, I think that the consequences will be pretty great. Right now, David, you got the Assembly ready to impeach. You got the Assembly Speaker. You got the President of the Senate. You've got a huge array of people, including some of his most prominent supporters, including the head of the Democratic Party in New York State, who are raising real issues for him. I don't see how he doesn't resign.
Is there any way you see that he reaches out to Hastie and says, hold on now, I won't run for a fourth term. Let me serve out my third.
I don't see how Hastie's going to be able to tell the people who are talking impeachment within his own conference that he can stay. I think that the die is cast, and I think it's the end for him. And I don't see what he can do, David, to stop that. I can't see a single major supporter for him.
Alan, and what happens with Andrew Cuomo's brother, CNN's Chris Cuomo?
Well, it's a great question, David. I've been thinking about it a great deal. I was talking about it yesterday on our roundtable program, and it is a real tough problem for CNN. First of all, you know, am I my brother's keeper? Why is he responsible for what his brother has done or said? And yet, one could only suspect that the reason he's there is because he's the governor's brother. On the other hand, he is now the most popular guy that they have on CNN. So if you're Zucker or any of the people who are running that company, what do you say? We're going to fire our most popular person because of what his brother is alleged to have done or not done. That puts them in a very tough spot. They don't want to lose that audience, and it is a huge audience. Well, a lot of this is going to depend on how all of this plays out. Right now, you have Brother Cuomo sitting in the hot seat, not talking about his own brother, which is the hottest thing that is going right now. It's a real dilemma for CNN.
Well, tune in for the Media Project this week, and I'm guessing you'll be talking about that when you record the program today. Well, Alan, President Biden has changed his tune and now getting confrontational with Republican governors over the COVID spikes, castigating the governors who are standing in the way of mask and vaccine requirements and calling out the governors of Texas and Florida in particular for enacting bad health policy. Will it work?
Well, let me put it this way. He's getting very angry, and appropriately so. These foolish people are willing to see people die and get terribly sick because of their politics, and it's crazy. Now, I think the American people are with the president on this. I don't think they like it one bit, and when we see Republican governors getting up and saying, after all of these months, get the shot, take the shot, it shows that there is wide dissonance within the Republican gubernatorial editorial group and a lot of other people who see the train coming around the curve and know that if they don't get out of the way, they're in real trouble. Now you get foolish people like DeSantis, who just thinks that the way to get the presidency, which is something I am sure he's looking at, the governor of Florida, and his state is a mess. It's where the virus is the worst. So one and one makes two. A guy says, I don't want kids wearing masks in my state, or whatever he's saying. What it's going to do is eventually a lot of people who are going to die and a lot of people who are going to get very sick will be pointing the finger at him, and they should be.
Aren't we all, Alan, in the end, going to have to get used to a more pandemic way of life?
You know, it does look that way. And the longer we stall, and the longer millions of Americans don't take the shot, it just says, okay, we're asking for it as a country. Forget about as individuals. As a country, we're in real trouble. So somewhere, reason has to begin to prevail. There's a public health crisis in this country. And we, as people who want to save ourselves, had better take a look, and a long, hard look, at what the facts are here. And the facts are everybody should get that shot. Now, I happen to be a big believer in mandating it. Too bad if you don't like it. But I believe that everybody has to have the shot, and that's the only way we're going to be able to save ourselves.
Great advice. Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. One more day. Here we go.